God is good all the time. Good morning. I am Julie, and we are so excited to welcome to the show for just a few minutes this morning, Grammy-nominated vocalist and multiple Dove Award-winning artist, Natalie Grant. Good morning, Natalie. How are you?
I am doing well. How are you doing?
I am doing good. Are you so excited for the day? It's a big day.
I can't believe we're already in season two. It's crazy.
Well, you know, It Takes a Church is kind of like a reality dating game show, but it's different than The Bachelor, right?
Right. No, it's completely different. It's nothing like that. I'm grateful. I would not want to be involved with it if it was. You know, there's none of that drama, none of the cat fights. I was just talking to somebody else this morning. I'm like, no, none of the girls are like fighting each other for someone. It keeps the spiritual integrity of the show in that way.
Yeah, well, it's the second season, so I'm sure that there have been some memorable moments. Do you have a favorite?
First of all, I love going to Los Angeles and helping someone. I love going all these places, but those are big cities. In Gillette, Wyoming, it's a lot harder to find someone. So going to Gillette was a lot of fun, and there were some absolutely interesting characters. There was a magician that came.
Oh,
there
wow.
was, I just was like, where are you people? Why are there this many, like, I don't want to say crazy people, but strange people in Gillette, Wyoming? But we loved it. It was so much fun.
Aw. Well, what can we look forward to in season two?
You know, one of the things I love about season two is that we're going to give updates. And if I heard it once, I heard it thousands of times on season one on my social media. People would be like, but where are they now? Like, are they still dating? Are they still together? What's happening? And so this season, we're giving updates, which I think is great. And we'll let people kind of know, okay, this is what's going on with this couple. We have a surprise on the second season. We definitely have one of the couples from season one who's coming on season two that are still together, and I hear they're about to get engaged. So
what?
I think maybe we actually made a real connection. I'm really excited about it.
That is so fun. And what's really cool also about this is not only are you making, like, love matches, but you're also helping out churches, right?
We are. For people who don't know how the show works, there's a single that is nominated by the pastor and the church, and they don't know that we're coming. So we come in, ambush them, get their permission to keep going. and then the matchmakers come from the church. They're bringing people to church that they think would be a good match for this single in the church. And then the church votes on who they get to know a little bit better. Of course, the single does get the final say in the end. And whichever person the single chooses in the end, that person's matchmaker gets a $10,000 donation made to the church in their name. And I have to be honest, this has been one of my favorite parts of the show. You know, we're not going to mega churches. We're going to your classic smaller community churches that, you know, are all around the United States, and just these great local churches that are doing a lot of work in their communities. And to them, $10,000 is like $100,000 to someone else.
Yeah.
And we're able to build playgrounds, and we've helped finish a building project for a community center. And so there's been some really cool deposits we've made in the community church, you know, so that after the cameras are gone, you know, we actually made a lasting impact in that community. And I love that part.
Oh, yay. That's so exciting. How do you feel about hosting? Are you comfortable in that role?
You know what? I was really nervous at first because it was just, I mean, a game show host was not really something I ever thought I would add to my resume. But I think that the reason it was so natural for me is because it's in the local church.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a local church girl. So interfacing with pastors and congregations, I'm like, okay, this is what I do. I know how to do this. So then it came quite naturally. And they let me be myself, which I'm grateful for. So I didn't have to follow some kind of strict scripts or anything.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we can't wait to watch it. It Takes a Church season two premiere tonight, right?
Yes, tonight on the Game Show Network.
Oh, well, we are looking forward to it. And thank you so much for joining us for a few minutes this
Absolutely.
Morning.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. Good to talk to you.
You too.